What we see everywhere in Egypt is dimensional doorways, doors within doors within doors. There's the Serapeum that they've got locked shut. Do you know what that is?
No, tell me.
Well, the Serapeum is at Saqqara, and it's, the entrance is right beside the Department of Antiquities office there. And Saqqara is a place that's got some very, very interesting things, but they won't let you go anywhere. And, you know, over my, since 1977, I've been, you know, going around by myself, trying to find out what I can. And the rules have changed along the way. And there were times when we can go into the Serapeum. And what it is 22 huge sarcophagi that are 20 tons base and 5 tons. We're talking 10,000 pounds. Covers. No inscriptions. Granite. That go around in an oval in these enclaves. They tried to move one, and it got stuck in the hallway. They say that they were found full of ibis bulls, but a bull isn't that shape. It's just the way they say that they use bull sacrifice for the crystal bowls in Abu Ghraib. I mean, a bull doesn't fit in there either. I mean, they're just grasping at straws. And maybe at some point in the more recent times in the dynasties, somebody put something else in there. But there is absolutely no way that that's what it was at the beginning. And I've brought people down there who are incredibly sensitive. And on more than one occasion, see, I know what I think, but I've kept my cards pretty close here. I haven't been talking about this. Over all these years, I've just, like, there's, you know, been waiting for a chance to explain it in a way that had a context to say it in. And it's been said that they were the teleportation chambers, that there was a liquid that would have been in something that looked like mercury. People have envisioned this silvery liquid substance, and there was a beam-me-up, Scotty, dematerialize, rematerialize. Now, last time I was on, we talked about the Siddhis, S-I-D-H-I-S, from the Vedic culture in India, which talked about the transmutation of the atom. We know that science fiction is more science than fiction, right? And that once the high-level initiates were able to transmute the atom, which means in terms of water, the hydrogen and the oxygen molecule would blow apart, and then the two elements would function in a different way. Well, we're 70% water, so we blow the molecule apart inside ourselves. Then telepathy, manifestation, levitation, which is anti-gravity, bilocation, teleportation, and alchemy were all possible because all of them have a similar function. That they're doing something different, but they all require the ability to transmute the atom.
Do you think there might be a portal there?
Absolutely, I do. I'm saying that a bit too quickly. And the portal was reversed. Like a lot of the, I'm saying way too much here. All of the energetic work, though, that we were doing, there came a point at Saqqara where it was so over-controlled by, I'm going to say, them, the reptilian beings, and their time is done. And that's part of the significance of 2012, like the planet was taken over, and I think that Zachariah Sitchin's War of Gods and Men, and the planet was taken over for the period of time from 3113 BC to 2012, their time is done. There was a transition period at the beginning, and there's a transition period now, and that portal's been reversed now.
Where did they go, Carmen?
Well, they're infiltrated. They're still here. They're still running. You know what they're running. I mean, they still have a lot of...
They've transformed, haven't they?
Well, they're walking among us. They're shapeshifters.